the talk show host.
How embarrassing.
I knew, but because I'd heard it, you know, after all, I taught second grade for a long time. So.
Yeah.
So
it confuses a lot of people in relation to building, I found, raised.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. It really is in context. If it's taken out of context, you cannot.
Could it ever be used with a broad A, razzed?
I've never heard it used that way.
Okay.
Never, so.
So probably, to be correct, you would just say we're torn down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the safest thing to say.
Well, yeah, I think it was Cat Simon. Do you ever, of course, you don't live here all year round, but maybe, you know, if I'm driving home in the evening somewhere, he's the talk show at 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. and he was the one that didn't have a clue what they were talking about.
How funny. If you look like your mother, how would you describe that you
resemble?
Mm-hmm.
I do not resemble my mother. I resemble my father, my dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was blonde and blue-eyed. My mother was a brunette with brown hair.
Mm-hmm. And your in relation to your husband, you are his.
I'm his widow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to say.
You were his
wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And if a woman's pregnant, she goes to, where does she go to have the baby usually?
A hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if a woman doesn't want to go to a hospital to have a baby, she
could go to a midwife.
Right, uh-huh. Did you ever hear other words for a midwife?
I don't think I've ever used any other word.
Did you ever hear of granny woman?
No.
Okay.
Granny woman?
Oh, granny woman.
I don't believe in the Southwest we use that.
I think maybe in Utah they do, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, but not in El Paso.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Granny woman. My grandchildren call me granny, and I'm a woman, but I'm not a midwife.
Yeah, I think it's really specific to that. Okay. If two people want to spend the rest of their lives together, they do what? They get
married.
Mm-hmm. And you get married in a
beautiful church like I did.
Uh-huh. And the pastor preaches a
wonderful sermon.
Mm-hmm.
Mine does, anyway.
And we pray to
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Or the big guy.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm. And the first four books of the New Testament are?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus.
Or the Gospels.
Gospels. What are the Gospels?
Yeah.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you check books out from the
library.
Uh-huh. And your sister's son would be your?
My nephew's.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's sister is your?
Aunt.
Uh-huh. And your mother's brother is your?
Uncle.
Mm-hmm. And if you had had a girl, she would be your?
Daughter.
Uh-huh. And in the old days, was there a different term for a male teacher versus a female teacher?
I don't think in El Paso. You know, you watch so much television.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would be a schoolmarm or
okay.
a schoolmaster. But I don't think.
You don't think you actually.
In my generation, I would not have used that.
You didn't refer to a woman teacher.
Ma'am, yes ma'am.
But it wouldn't have been like, you wouldn't call her a woman teacher if she was a woman.
No,
you'd
I'd say,
she, teacher.
Well, you know, someone said, I'd say she's a very nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's the